You're listening to SBS News.
The Wallabies take to the field against the All Blacks, looking to end not one but two of the longest unsuccessful runs in world rugby. If Australia is to win the Bledisloe Cup for the first time since 2002, the Wallabies will have to win at Auckland's Eden Park for the first time since 1986. For the first time in many years, however, Australia will go into the match in confident mood, having racked up a record score of 47 points in the 21-point victory over New Zealand in Perth last weekend. Despite that historic win, fullback Kirtley Beale issued a note of caution.
It's always a huge challenge for any team going to Auckland. Wallabies, it's the pinnacle of Test match, I think. It's one of the most toughest environments to play at, but we understand that we've got to go an extra level.
Perhaps with a view towards the World Cup, All Blacks coach Steve Hansen has made 8 changes and 1 positional switch for Saturday's crunch match. Australia, meanwhile, has made just 1 enforced change, with Adam Coleman coming in for the injured lock, Rory Arnold. The second Ashes test is underway, but after day one was washed out by rain and more wet weather expected to follow, a result may be tough for England or Australia to secure. If either team is to prevail, it could well be the side that handles the time off the ground the better. Australia coach Justin Langer says it is tough on the players having to sit on the sidelines for extended periods.
It's actually quite mentally tiring because you're always on edge. Are we going to get out there and warmed up, as you would have seen? So everyone's a bit on edge. It's mentally quite taxing. Physically, it's obviously not, but the boys have just been doing it. Some play cards, some sleep, some listen to music, some read their books. Some just sit around and talk all day, so everyone does it a bit differently.
A victory would put the Ashes firmly in Australia's grasp, with a 2-0 lead with 3 tests left to play. In the AFL this weekend, Geelong goes into the game against the Brisbane Lions with an impressive head-to-head record and proudly sitting on top of the ladder. The Cats have won their last 7 matches against Brisbane, but will be taking little for granted on Saturday against the resurgent Lions side that are second on the table. Coach Chris Scott admits the Lions are one of the most dangerous teams he's seen this year and says Geelong will need to be at its best to win.
We'd hate to lose the game by a small margin because we held something back that we thought would work. They've built a team that doesn't have too many gaps in it. When you look at them, you don't see obvious areas of their game or their personnel to exploit.
In the NRL, the Canberra Raiders go into their clash against the Melbourne Storm, also looking to rewrite the recent history books. Canberra hasn't beaten Melbourne in Melbourne in 6 years. The Raiders haven't won the premiership since 1994, but sitting in 3rd place on the ladder, go into the game against the leaders in confident mood. One thing that continues to divide opinion is the Storm's consistent use of wrestling tactics in defence. Many experts believe the style of play has evaded proper scrutiny for too long, including Fox Sports presenter James Hooper. He believes the Storm are the best exponents of wrestling opponents to the ground.
Melbourne really have pioneered this and ingratiated into the game. Yes, Storm will argue all other clubs have wrestling coaches, and they do, but they're not as good as what the Melbourne Storm are at this defensive art.
In the English Premier League this weekend, there's one blockbuster matchup that stands out. Defending champions Manchester City faces up to Tottenham Hotspur on Sunday morning, looking to gain some measure of revenge for their heartbreaking Champions League quarter-final defeat by Spurs last season. City started its campaign with a 5-0 win at West Ham, while Tottenham had star striker Harry Kane to thank for a comeback win against Aston Villa. Kane scored 2 late goals to secure a 3-1 win, but according to Tottenham's Argentinian coach Mauricio Pochettino, he can get even better.
Overall, fantastic performance. But, to be honest, I think it's a truth to improve. He only showed 30-40% of his potential. He has an amazing potential still to improve.
And in Super Netball this weekend, the Sydney Swifts are leading the table going into round 13, leading by 4 points from the Sunshine Coast Lightning. The Lightning will face a stern test of their top 2 credentials when the defending champion faces 3rd place Melbourne Vixens in Melbourne on Sunday. John Baldock, SBS News.